Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. This is Cynthia Johnson. I'm having some technical difficulties this morning, so I apologize for that. If you're in the room, can you please click on, press 1 on your telephone keypad if you can hear me this morning? Thank you. Well, welcome to Circles of Prosperity. We continue our book study this morning on soul psychology, and we're moving into one of my favorite topics, and that is the study of the law of manifestation. But we're going to hear it today from a different perspective. You know, we've spent a lot of time on manifesting and what to do, how to manifest things in our lives. But I think that Joshua Stone really puts it in a different twist to it, a different understanding, and lays it out really well. So I have Dr. Reggie here this morning, and we are going to go into our opening prayer.
Thank you for this day, Heavenly Father. We stand in the glory of a brand new unfolding and awakening each and every day, spontaneously as we evolve through our fifth dimensional process. And thank you for letting us be in the midst of this wonderful awakening. Everyone within the listening range of my voice is to receive a blessing today, a very special blessing. This is the day of Sashiel the Angel. Prosperity is the name of our show, and prosperity is the opening and awakening of the gates of heaven to open, to give these people who stand in the energy of your light and love divine prosperity, which never ends. Never ends. And we thank you for it on every level. Our health, our living situations, our financial situations and prosperity, and every level of love in our lives. We believe it is so as we stand on the threshold of a brand new revolution of energy and cosmic light. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So here's what Joshua Stone says. He opens with a quote from David Spangler. And he says, "Manifestation is not magic. It is a process of working with natural principles and laws in order to translate energy from one level of reality to another. It's a process." You know what I like about processes? They are repeatable. A process is repeatable. You can do it over and over and over again. So that makes manifestation really easy. But we have to understand, what are we working with? We're working with energy. Let's go on. He says that David Spangler points out there is no magic to manifestation. Anyone with the most fundamental understanding of physics recalls one of its basic principles. And what is that? That matter can neither be created nor can it be destroyed. It can only change state. And as our understanding of the natural world has grown, that principle has been expanded to include Einstein's law of the conservation of energy. And to understand that law, simply replace Newton's use of the word matter with the word energy. So we all manifest energy at the physical level every day. And when we compose, here's an example. If you write a letter on a computer, you know what you're doing at that point is you're transferring your thoughts from electrochemical energy in your brain into the kinetic energy necessary to press the keys on the computer's keyboard. And then that transmits an electrical impulse through the computer's circuitry. What does that example show us? That we're always dealing with energy. Take a deep breath right now and just stop and realize that even your thoughts are creating an electrical current, energy. Everything functions on this planet as energy. That's the thing that we miss because we think that everything is what we see. It's energy. It's unseen. So after there are many more changes and exchanges of energy, the writer's original mental energy enters the reader's mind as he or she reads the words, and eventually that mental energy will be converted into action and belief, thus perpetuating the life of this energy. Do you see how it changes, how the states of energy change? It doesn't end. It has a continuous life, and he's using a simple example of you writing a book or a letter. You know, it's coming from within you, and then you are then consequently pressing keys to write your thoughts, and someone then picks up your letter or your book, and they read your thoughts, and that impresses upon their mind new beliefs, and then they take actions based on that communication. And all of that whole process is energy. How do we interpret that now? Okay, I get a letter in the mail. I go to the mailbox. I open it up. I read it. And if it's good news, I'm joyous. If it's bad news, I'm sad. The communication at that point. And I love how he ends this by saying that when you read that correspondence, that the mental energy will be converted into actions and belief. Remember the other day I said to you that our need for communication at this level of our initiation to becoming masters is really to communicate perceptions and beliefs. And here he lays it out here, actions and beliefs. Okay. So as we discussed in the chapter on chakras, where does the original energy come from? Anybody remember? That original energy that produces our thoughts was made available to us from the universe. And we can access it through our chakras. All of these exchanges and transformations of energy are examples of manifestation. When I read that statement, this, you know, earlier today when I was preparing for the lesson this morning, I really took some time to stop and think about the origination of thought. And I've contemplated on this quite often, I've had these moments where I just go, where do thoughts come from? Where do they originate from? And here he makes it kind of clear that, listen, you are tapping into universal mind. That's what the Church of Religious Science will call it. You can call it your higher self, you know, source. But there's a connection to something else where a thought originates, is it not? Now, at some point, I have I'm consciously aware of thinking, but sometimes I have things that come to me and I'm not really clear where those thoughts came from. Has anyone else had that experience? But my whole point here is to stop and think beyond you sitting here today listening to Circles of Prosperity. For you to stop and think, how am I functioning on this planet? Where does it begin? You know, the ability to wake up, the ability to go to sleep, the ability to run. Where does all of that come from? And here, I think the explanation is very clear. You're gaining this energy through your chakra system to propel you here on planet Earth. Mastering the laws of manifestation is one of the most essential spiritual practices for a disciple on the path. So in this chapter, he has organized the information into a series of 59 principles. Of course, you know, we're not going to get through all of those today. And these principles serve as the foundation for mastery of this subject. And again, I urge you to buy this book because you're not going to be able to study these principles the way you need to without having this book. You need to focus and practice and have the discipline to put them up. Get these under your belt. He even tells you that careful study and meditation upon these principles can literally be worth your weight in gold. So, without the soul, we are living in the illusion of separation and negative ego with all of its attributes. When the soul is included, what we want to manifest is a part of us already. When the soul is included, what we want to manifest is a part of us already. Manifestation, then, is in a sense just undoing or stripping away that which is already ours, but which has been hidden by the delusion of the personality.
Mm.
The soul is not separate from the object that is trying to manifest, as the personality would have you believe. The object that you are trying to manifest is part of the soul, for soul pervades all things. This is why you have and are everything already. I love that statement.
True.
Here's how the Bible will say it. The Bible tells you that God already knows what you need before you ask for it. And if we, God is really the ultimate source. And your soul is connected to the ultimate source. So that which you desire is already available to you.
True.
That's what he is saying. And if we just grab hold to that truth, that one truth, that is powerful. You don't need to fret or stress over anything when you walk in the knowledge that everything I need is provided for. I already have it. Can you move in that truth?
And we should.
Yes. I already have it.
I love what your minister out in California said. at Science of Mind Church. He said, when you have faith, which is the evidence of things unseen and the substance of things hoped for, that's a secret of manifestation law. And also, you said something earlier. Your Father has note of what you need before you ask Him, but the secret is asking. Yeah. He won't will it on you. You have to ask Him, and you do. Using the principle of faith, it manifests amazingly.
So
it does.
Here, now I'm going to show you how easy it is to get off track. Oh, you know, I really would like to have such and such and such. But, or maybe you'll say, I really would like to have such and such and such. No, I can't do that. You see, it needs to end with, really, you don't really say, I really wish I had, or I really, you just say, I have such and such and such. Thank you. Thank you. So when you are asking for things, declare that you have them already.
Amen.
And then just move into thankfulness. Okay, so
that's the major part of the secret.
It is.
Because he said, when he was on earth, he said, when you do pray, believing that you have already received, it shall be done unto you according to your faith. So faith is a major component of the manifestation process and your belief. So he won't force it on you. Remember, we have so it's already a part of the construct of your soul.
Yes.
You believe it happened. I want that brand new electric car. Well, I don't know if I have that kind of money. See, it throws things out of the parameter. You want things, but you don't see the way for it. You can cancel the order by not seeing the way. You don't. It's like the old folks say, God will make a way out of no way. You live in that that power. You live in that power.
Live in that power. You know what? It's so funny you would bring up that electric car because that's been on my mind so much. And I do have all these excuses. And so I'm really embracing this lesson, you know, that I already have that car.
That's right.
I already have it, and I'm thanking the universe for providing it to me.
In advance.
In advance. Because, and you know what? I'm not going to figure out how to get it, wear myself out like that.
Right.
I'm just going to enjoy the fact that I know that I'm getting it.
And see yourself in it.
Yeah. So, this is, you know, we could never hear this enough. Because that when you say that you want something and then you start making excuses for why you can't have it, that is the negative ego. And that's why you need to discipline yourself to quiet that voice in your life. Okay. So he goes on to say that there are people like Sai Baba who is one with spirit and can instantly manifest things and images. So, can you guys still hear me? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm so sorry. All right, so I'm going to move on. I hope you can hear me.
So, just press 1.
Okay, thank you. No, yeah, there we go. Thank you so much. All righty. So, he says that they can instantly. The same is true for us, except the process is slowed down a bit. So when we think from a soul consciousness, it instantly manifests, except we cannot see it yet with our physical eyes. And time and space do not really exist.
That's right.
So once you claim your manifestation, it is already yours. We're just waiting for it to come into manifestation on the earthly plane. Now, for those who have already developed their clairvoyant ability, this manifestation can be seen. And on this plane, it takes a little longer for our manifestation to ground itself into the physical. And many people lose their concentration before the manifestation has the opportunity to move from the etheric into the physical. Mm-hmm. And this is why manifesting with a consciousness of the soul is the golden key. So, you know, when we start talking about, when I gave you the lesson on Christ consciousness, I told you, I said, if you're not in that state of mind, law of attraction is a very slow process and very tedious. And a lot of people will give up before the manifestation happens. And they make it difficult because they're disconnecting themselves from the soul. They're not in total alignment with the laws of the universe. They're just trying to work one law and don't have the knowledge of their true power. It'll work, but it's you know, you're going to have to do a lot of work. When you connect from this state of mind of Christ consciousness, when you connect because you are aware of your power and your authority that is your birthright, then those manifestations happen much faster. So most people, and here's how he says, most people manifest the things in their life on a conscious mind level through the use of will and their personal power.
Mm-hmm.
And we work 18 hours a day and just power it out. The conscious level of manifestation is also connected with physical action. This means making phone calls, physically organizing, seeing clients, running errands, carrying out administrative duties, and so on. This is a very valid and important method of manifestation. But, boy, does it take a lot of effort and consistency. But it works. He says, in reality, everyone uses the power of the subconscious mind for manifestation, whether we realize it or not. The problem is that most of us allow our subconscious mind to manifest unchecked. In other words, we have no conscious awareness of what our subconscious mind is doing. And worse yet, some people use this level of manifestation to actually block manifestation rather than to facilitate it. Now do you see why I am breaking all of this down for you and sharing this information? Because you have to work with your three minds or your three states of consciousness and bring them into harmony and balance. All of this is connected, guys. All of this is connected. So, you guys, I'm sorry, I have to pause this because Reggie is expecting a delivery in her call.
Press 9.
Hello? Hello?
Press 9. Down.
Okay. I'm back. I'm sorry. The phone, our phone system was off this morning, and he has a delivery coming, and they're calling, and it's just a mess.
And they didn't answer.
And now they're not answering.
Use your power of manifestation.
Yes, I will. Okay. I'm using my power of manifestation. So let's move on. The law of the subconscious mind is based on the famous Hermetic law of correspondence. And here's the quote, as within, so without, as above, so below. So what you think and imagine in your conscious and subconscious minds will manifest its mirror likeness in your external circumstances. Your outer world is a mirror of your inner world, for better or for worse, because the subconscious mind does whatever it is programmed to do. Now, I know you've heard this before. I know that if you listen to Circles of Prosperity, you're probably saying, oh, my God, Cynthia, how many times are you going to tell us this? We already got this.
Until it sticks.
Dr. Richard says, until it sticks. You know, I don't think you can hear it enough. I've been hearing it for over 30 years, and I still don't get enough of it. Okay? So the major work of the spiritual path is to rid yourself of all lower self aspects, your negative ego, and your imbalanced programming. And when this is done, you have the Midas touch, where everything you touch turns to gold. This occurs because your subconscious mind is subservient to the conscious mind, which is subservient to the superconscious mind, which is subservient to the superconscious or the soul mind, which is subservient to the monadic mind, which is subservient to God. So the subconscious mind operates your physical body and will create health or disease depending upon how you program it. The subconscious will attract to you everything that you need, for all minds are joined in truth. This is why we use affirmations and visualization and auto-suggestion and such, you know. So to manifest effectively, you must learn to be in control of the subconscious mind. And many times the subconscious mind runs you instead of the other way around. But ideally, the subconscious is your servant. It has been called the basic self or the servo mechanism in other teachings, but it is your faithful servant and will supply you with whatever you need as long as you program it correctly. How many of you are working with your subconscious mind? Anybody?
I do.
Tell me about it.
Every day. And that term, servo mechanism, comes from Maxwell Maltz's book, Cybernetics, or Psycho-Cybernetics, because they're trying to blend the psychological with the subconscious mind. And it's really no psychology involved, except your own. And that's the program earlier. It does serve you. It does serve you. When you talk to a servant, let's say you had a maid or a nanny, you wouldn't demand them, you would ask and simply request. You with subconscious mind, you can't demand God to do anything. It simply follows your order, your nice order. People think of the order, something being ordered as being enslaved. No. Mm. It's open and alive. It will carry out the orders unbelievably, if by default or by deliberate intention. So you have the power. You always have had the power. It's like the woman in the Wizard of Oz, it's been with you all the time, the power for you to go home. You just have to connect with it. And she did. She took it here 3 times as a connection point, and the next thing you know, she was home. Even if it was in the astral world, which is non-physical, but she did it. So that same power exists within you as a soul. God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Your soul is alive. It will do whatever you ask and feel what you ask it to feel. But you are responsible for it. Anything that happens in your life, you're taking the energy and making it manifest, whether it's good things or bad things, as Cynthia said. But you are responsible. You are an agent of change and an agent of truth.
Amen. Well, I'm going to cut this lesson short this morning because it's important that we get this delivery. It's Dr. Reggie's medical supplies. But we will pick up this lesson on Monday on manifestation, and I hope you stay with us. I apologize for this little glitch this morning. But you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Lord.